Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yay! And we've got some technology working out here today, and we're loving that. So good morning, and thanks for joining us on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Sherry, we've got Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery is going to be joining us in just a little bit.
Pumping out the good information.
Right. So he is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And you also are lucky enough to have Sherry as an expert.
Yes.
So
I'm here
today. It's so fun being able to co-host with an expert, and we have a garden pro. So you have this is the place for information.
Yeah. And quick reminder about what the show's whole basis is, is we're a co-op of the best nurseries in and around the surrounding Houston area.
That's right.
You know, it's a great resource. Your local garden center is a great resource for all things gardening, insects. You know, everybody should really plug into their local garden center.
Right.
And you're just so lucky that you're listening today. And we have several nurseries. We have Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden, and they're in the Katy area. Plants for All Seasons, just south of Tomball, so northwest Houston. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden. So those of you down in the Rose Sharon, kind of Sugarland area. Nature's Way Resources, way up north, Conroe kind of area. Mm-hmm. And Spring Gardens, they're kind of in the middle of everything.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And everybody that comes on the show from those nurseries are experts.
Long time, decades worth of experts.
Lots of knowledge. Yes.
And I love it because they're actually generations, which is so fun. So like you say, they are a great resource.
Yes.
But when you're waking up on Saturday morning, start with us.
Right.
And you can, and let me remind you that you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry is here to take your questions. And we're going to have Isaac here in just a few minutes from Spring Gardens Nursery. He is your pro. Mm-hmm. So this morning, Sherry, I'm getting up and we have a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are going to an event after this, an OBA event, which is a wonderful gathering of experts.
Organic Horticultural Benefits Alliance.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So very high level knowledge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you're taking me. I'm just sort of, you know, your sidekick. You're the expert. But that'll be a fun event. So I dressed a little differently, at least my pants I did. And of course, I have a black lab who wants to say good morning and you know, snarfs all over me. So I'm just loving my lab. I don't know how that came up. But anyway,
hey.
I just wanted to mention, I wanted to give a shout out to Shadow. How about that?
Shadow the lab. That's funny.
But yes, we have an event to go to after this. So that'll be really neat. I love seeing all of the, I mean, what's another word for experts? All of
industry,
the pros.
Industry professionals.
Yes, because you're gathering and you're sharing information. So it's kind of the season, it seems like, for y'all on.
Show season, yeah.
Yeah, show and, yes, to go and.
This is when we do all of our educational travel shows where, you know, we get to kind of hang out with all the industry people and all our buying shows.
Yeah.
So the behind the scenes, like we go to all the trade shows and do all our buying for the spring.
Okay. Already.
Yes.
That's right.
Got to prepare.
And you get to kind of share knowledge back and forth.
Well, and it's great to network with people too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And guess what? The listeners and I are going to benefit from that.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And like Sherry said, we are taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And let me remind you that we have homeshowgardenpros.com. And Sherry and I get questions all week long from listeners who, you know, they didn't get in the queue quick enough or they woke up a little later and missed calling us in.
Or they're shy.
Or they're shy. And that's, and you know what? Don't be afraid because, I mean, if you're asking a question that I bet you I have on my list.
Right.
So go ahead and call and, you know, spur that forward. So ask a pro. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And then there's this little button that says Ask a Pro, and it's super easy. If I can do it, you can do it. You just click on it and you ask your question. And if you have a picture, even better.
Even better to put our eyes on it.
Right. And you know what? We've had people do both. So they send in a question and then they get in the queue to call and they say, hey, I've got a question, and we can look at the picture while we're talking to it.
Yep.
So that's really helpful. So don't be shy. HomeshowGardenPros.com. Send in a picture, a question, and you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we're going to talk to Isaac. He will be here taking your calls and your questions from Spring Gardens Nursery.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings. When you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We're back with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry, and I'm here with Sandy.
Good morning.
And we're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. But first, I am going to talk about one of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
It's lawn and aeration and compost top dressing from Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Ricky over at Best Choice Lawn Aeration does an amazing job. I hear so many people just rave about his work, his work ethic, the way he shows up on time. You don't have to wait. And just how professional he is. That all he does, he focuses on lawn core aeration. And so when somebody does something so specific, you know they're doing it correctly. So he'll come, he'll assess what you need first, and then send his crew out. They'll do the core aeration, compost top dressing, which is super, super important to follow, and which that's going to allow air and water and nutrients to kind of get down into the soil where they need to be, and it's going to soften that soil over time. Ricky and his team are the best choice. They serve all of the greater Houston area. That is amazing that they'll go anywhere. Yeah. Anybody, if you're listening right now, it sounds like he'll come to you. Make sure to get your lawn aerated twice per year to maintain a healthy and beautiful lawn. He's coming up on the fall aeration season, so call him. Get on the list. You could do this yourself, but why would you?
Oh my
By the time you get it.
Yeah. I can't imagine hauling that equipment.
It is a heavy piece of machinery, but hauling it, gassing it up, running it,
figuring it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping all of your fingers and toes.
And then following it up with the compost.
Right.
You know, by the time you get all that done, he would have been come and gone. So he is the best choice for lawn aeration. So learn more about Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com or give him a call, 713-890-9977.
Yes.
Ricky at Best Choice is the best choice.
Yes, and we've had people here at the office
already
use him.
Like I said, people rave about like his work, and I got to meet him and hang out with him, and he's
great
just
energy.
Such a light.
Right. And he's been doing this since 2009, so it's not like this is, you know, I mean,
he's not just a fly-by-the-seat of his pants kind of
company. He has been doing this, which is super, that's a great resource to have.
And that's one of the best things that you can do for your lawn, especially going into the fall, getting some oxygen down in the soil. You know, fungus likes an anaerobic kind of situation, so lacking oxygen, right?
Okay.
And if we can get oxygen down into that soil, follow it up with some compost, you can fight fungus that way.
Right.
So
right.
this is the That's season a, coming up.
It is a great, it's another thing that we need to be doing yep. with our lawn and mm-hmm. making it healthy and green, because I know I'm walking across some of my spaces of my grass and it's like hard, you know, and
it's
I
hard
know
and, it's just, and water's not penetrating. Yeah. And you know, that's, I just told you, I went to 2 yards and they're, but we're watering and I'm like, but you're not, your sprinkler's going off.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
doesn't mean it's penetrating. It doesn't right. mean your sprinkler heads are hitting. So really just get out when your sprinklers are going off and just assess at least, you know, yeah. once a month, just turn them on when you're awake, because right. most of us water when we're right. not awake.
Well, and that brings me to a point that I learned, cycle and soak. Mm-hmm. And I learned that from Isaac mm-hmm. from Spring Gardens Nursery. Mm-hmm. Isaac, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
And good morning, Isaac. Isaac good is morning. Our Home Show Garden Pro this morning here with Sherry and Sandy. So how are you doing out at Spring Gardens Nursery?
It's a little hot.
I know. I know. Surprise.
Yeah.
Well, Isaac, we have already got calls coming in for you. So let's get Dennis on the line. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
What you got for Isaac this morning?
Well, my question is about my tomato plants. Mm-hmm. I have Celebrity hybrids, and I had a bumper crop this year. They just did great, and they're still growing like crazy, but no more tomatoes. They're done. But I was to the point where, you know, they're looking really bad. You know, they're just growing so wild, but now they're starting to bloom again, and I'm wondering if I leave them and keep feeding them and taking care of them, will they produce again, or are they done?
No, I think they'll produce again in the fall. Once we cool off a little bit, I think they'll bloom again, usually around – they'll fruit again September, October.
Okay. Well, that was my question, because I was – you know, they're kind of unsightly, but they're really healthy, and I was going to pull them all up, but I noticed they're just full of blooms again, and I didn't know because of the heat if they would, you know, make tomatoes again or if it's too hot or whatever, but I guess if they will produce again, I'll keep them going.
Yeah, as long as you have blooms, I'd try to keep them watered, put some humates in there, something that will hold the moisture, and probably in September you can hit them with some fertilizer, and they should produce very well for you.
Well, great. That answers my question. I appreciate the show.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Dennis. So Isaac and Sherry, is there anything else that he should be doing? Like, should he feed the mm-hmm. tomato plants? Is there anything he should do?
Yeah, like Isaac said, you know, I always take my tomatoes out around July 4th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But if I had one, like what Dennis was talking about, where it's like, okay, it's hanging on, but yeah. now it's starting to look better. Get in and clean it up really good.
Uh-huh.
Right. And feed it.
Yep.
Like Isaac said, humates, microlife.
Right.
Seaweed, anything you can do to kind of baby it along. This is going to be the last, 30 days of awful temperatures.
Yes.
At least I'm crossing
Let's
my fingers.
Let's hope so, yeah. Isaac. Yeah.
And well, then, I'm looking next week. Actually, Wednesday, we're supposed to drop 10 degrees, and then we'll, you know, drop again come September.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing that 10 degrees, mm-hmm. we're all like, oh, my gosh, this is
yeah.
wonderful.
Well, whenever yeah. you look at the forecast and you're like, high of 98, you're like, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. We're not.
It's a cool front.
Anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. This morning, it was like 81 degrees, feels yeah. like 91. I'm yeah. like, oh.
Because yeah. it's so still and humid.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were talking about the watering mm-hmm. right before Dennis. And Isaac, I love that, you know, you have shared that cycle and soak, because it sort of got in my head. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah. you know, I have a sprinkler system, and Isaac and I did a video on sprinkler systems.
Right.
Thank you, because it sort of got me learning a little bit more about them, too. But as Sherry says, you know, it is not doing the job right now all right. by itself.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta use it as your helper.
Right.
And I'm sure right. Isaac sees the same thing, you know, when customers come in and they're like, but I'm watering and I'm watering 30 minutes a day, every day. And you go to their yard and it's chicken fried.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, but
right.
it needs water.
Yeah.
Because the sprinkler heads are just not hitting. You're not getting good coverage. It's not soaking in.
Right.
So you just got to be very vigilant and in charge of your yard. Don't let the yard be in charge of you.
Right. And like you guys said, one of the best things you can do is aerate and put compost or humates, which is concentrated compost.
Yeah, and thanks for that reminder. The humates is a bluish.
It's a kind of a purple.
Purpley blue.
Dark purple, royal blue bag.
But that is a great reminder. So for MicroLife, the Humates Plus, it's like a compost fertilizer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I love that. You know, it's a good reminder that we can be feeding and we can be putting the compost down, which is great.
Right. And also, you know, if you've been having some, you know, irrigation issues and you work them out and you want to recover your yard, humates and seaweed are going to help kind of revive that crispy fried little yard. Yeah.
Well, and there's also a liquid Humate Plus that MicroLife has, and it's actually was developed from the drought that we had in 2011.
Oh, yes. Really?
And it's magic in a bottle.
Oh, so when do we use that?
Anytime.
Yeah. Okay, and you use it on the foliage, or do you use it down on the...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. On everything.
Like the seaweed.
Your children and your dogs?
Yes.
No. Just your green flowering
stuff. Well, Sherry, didn't you have like a Friday night date night with...
Every Friday night. Every Friday night. I painted all day in the garage, and then I ended up with a cool beverage in my hand and seaweed in the other hand.
There you go.
Right.
I thought of you last night. I was like, it's Friday night. I know what Sherry's doing.
I need to send like a video.
You do.
Doing it.
You do.
It really happens.
Yes, it really happens. A reminder that Sherry does that. Well, when Isaac and I did the video, it was funny because I was putting some new compost and the black velvet around some new landscaping. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking around and looking, I thought, oh, this plant looks horrible. What's going on? And I ended up looking over and one of the heads of the sprinkler had literally popped off.
Yeah.
Well, when Isaac and I turned it on, it was major gusher.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So he showed me how to correct that. We got a new head on there and it works fine. But just that, you know, looking around and kind of being a detective was helpful. So I'm getting the sign. We gotta go. Yes. And we'll be back with Isaac and Sherry. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Don't forget to give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we've got a question from Samuel when we return.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now, 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. We have all the best heat-loving annuals and perennials for your summertime planting. Salvia, lantana, verbena, purslane, portulaca, pentas, vinca, and more. Come on out and see what will work in your yard. We've got tons of great tropical plants for your poolside, landscape, and containers. Mandevilla, hibiscus, bougainvillea, and lots of beautiful blooming shrubs. And don't forget to check out the gift shop to keep the inside of your house as pretty as the outside. Don't forget to watch out for those pesky bugs coming into the yards. Summertime is really tough on our lawns and landscape as far as the insects go. If you have a question or problem with one of your plants or your lawn, come on in and see us and we'll help you out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugarland. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
We are here with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we have Isaac Smuin, who is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning. And he is from Spring Gardens Nursery up north by Klein Oak High School. Beautiful location. Isaac, y'all do such a great job there, and you are busy bees.
We try.
I know you. So you've got all certain. You've got anything landscaping and lawn. You also have lots of trees, and you do propagating, don't you? You grow a
yes,
lot.
We
of
We grow
your
a
own.
Lot of all of our own annuals, most of our own perennials, even some of our woody ornamentals and trees.
Wow. Well, it's quite an operation.
And y'all are running a big sale right now, right?
Yes. We've got a lot of our annuals are $1.
Wow.
In 1 gallons. We've got some larger trees, depends on the size, 15 gallon or $50, 30 gallon or $100. We've got some great deals right now.
Is your list of sale items on your website or Facebook page?
If it's not, it will be.
Okay. Because I saw a list, and it was pretty extensive, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't think I can talk about all of this in 2 hours. Yeah,
right.
It's a pretty big sale.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you can remind us when it comes to your mind what else is on that list, but it's a great time to go out. I know it's warm, but you know what? It's a beautiful location, and you can.
And they have shade.
Yeah. You have shade. You've got water. Pick up what you need. I just think that we all get used to sweating this time of year.
Yeah.
It's just something we do.
two-a-day showers.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. That's part of our water bill, our showers, and watering our lawn and garden.
Yes.
So I'm sorry I rushed through that when we were talking about the cycle and soak, but it is an important something to remember. If you don't cycle and soak with your sprinkler system, maybe do some hand watering in those specific areas that really need it.
Right.
Whether it's new landscaping or a place that's not quite covered by the sprinkler system.
Just to make sure that you're getting water on that particular area. And something like the Humates Plus or some super seaweed, that's really going to help it penetrate.
Well, if you're doing any hand watering, I recommend you do it like I do my brisket, slow and slow.
Right? Get a water wand.
Great. Yes. You're exactly right. Very good. You've got those good little quips for us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Isaac, we've got a question here that someone sent in. We're encouraging people. They can send in their question and their picture if they don't want to call. Or they can call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Talk to Sherry and Isaac about what's going on in your lawn and landscaping, because we're getting into that season. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, what's the next step? What do I need to do? And we've got a question from Samuel, and it's a great question. Does mulch help plants and trees in this weather, or is it mainly in the cold weather? Now, I know for you and Sherry, that seems like a really kind of a simple question, but it is really basic to what we talk about a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about mulch.
Isaac?
Well, there's different varieties of mulch, but the mulch serves several purposes. One, it helps suppress the weeds, and it also helps hold the moisture. You can also use, you know, different types of compost as a mulch as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll hold your moisture in.
Right.
So not only weed suppression, but moisture retention. So that will help in the hot weather. And it'll keep all your good compost in place.
Yes.
Right.
So it does. Just make sure you don't mulch too thick and too high when we're this hot.
That's true. Okay.
Right. And you don't want to get it right around like the trunk or the crown.
Yeah.
Because you'll suffocate it.
Exactly.
So almost a drip line area.
Right.
Make sure you've got that covered around even for big shrubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. And Samuel's up in the Conroe area, so he could travel to Spring Gardens Nursery.
Right.
And get. Do you have bag and bulk?
We do have bag in bulk, and we also deliver.
Okay.
So. Awesome.
There
awesome.
You go.
Well, good. Well, we will get back with Samuel on that, and thank you very much. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Isaac and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You know, I love to be outside, but this time of year, it's nice to have a little bit of shade. Let's bring that outdoors sort of inside, or your inside out, both ways. So Structure Outdoor of Houston, it is the way to go. It is a beautiful addition. It's a smart motorized pergola. So just picture that. Sitting out in this weather, a little bit of shade makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. And Structure Outdoor Houston, they can provide that for you. These are beautiful quality pergolas, and they are American made. These pergolas open and close, and they pivot 170 degrees. They're interlocking. They're just luxury pergolas. So beautiful addition to your patio, and they're customized. So, you know, they don't just come in and plop a square on your patio. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it can be customized to where you need that shade.
And to fit your aesthetic too.
Right, right. Different colors mm-hmm. and styles. So it is just beautiful. Give Structure Outdoor Houston. Just imagine going outside and enjoying the weather. But not boiling,
right?
Because you've got some shade. So Structure Outdoor Houston, protect your patio from sun, rain, mosquitoes. They can even make little outdoor rooms.
Yep.
So find more at homeshowgardenpros.com for Structure Outdoor Houston.
And that's Structure with an S, S-T-R-U-X-U-R-E.
Yes.
Yeah, Structure Outdoor.
Beautiful. Go to their website. I mean, just high quality, wonderful addition. I could picture where one would fit on my patio.
Ooh, Charlie's in trouble.
So, Isaac and Sherry, we have got Kevin on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What you got this morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, I recently had to remove a live oak tree that was at least 80 years old in my front yard.
Aww.
It died. And it was very stressful. I love my trees, but the two backyard trees are very old live oak trees, and my gardener was telling me that there's a difference, there's a substantial difference in the way you go about caring for both of them. Other than just normal pruning, which I'm getting ready to cut these trees down, they just continue to grow, so I know they're alive, and the leaves are green, so I know they're not stressed out. What do I need to do to keep my live oak trees alive?
Alive, yes. Oh, and they're so precious, aren't they? I love my live oaks. I mean, So Sherry and Isaac, what can we do to nurture those live oak trees and make sure we don't have a sad episode like Kevin had?
Isaac?
Well, there's a couple things that you can do. One, I like to have the mulch ring as large as the canopy, and that's not always practical, but if you can have it as large as possible, because what happens is the turf grass competes with the water and nutrients, because your major absorption of your tree roots is in the top 12 inches of your soil. So if you have grass there where the roots, the grass is going to get, you know, all the nutrients and water before the roots are.
Okay.
So that's why it's important to remove that grass and make the mulch ring as large as possible for maximum absorption of water and nutrients to the roots. That's probably the first thing. Second thing you can do is they have like an air compressor, and you can actually blow out the soil in the roots without major disruption in the root system. and then you can go back and fill in that area with a good compost.
So where the flare for the root system.
For the flare and also from the trunk. In the drip line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're talking about the area of the ground where where the roots come out of the ground and go into the tree. Is that where you're talking about?
Well, it's basically the drip line from the trunk of the tree out to the tip of the branches. That's your drip line, and I recommend to have as much of that area covered in mulch as possible. So if you remove that grass, and you can actually blow out with the compressor the soil that's there, so you're exposing the roots, because you want to remove that clay, and the best way to do it is like with an air compressor and blow that clay out, and then go back with some good compost.
Would a regular arborist, like the guy that came out and told me my white oak was dead, would he know how to do that if I described what you just told me?
Yeah, most arborists can do it, and I've worked for a couple different landscape maintenance companies, and they can do it as well. And then also a lot of your arborists can do a root injection, where they'll inject a variety of things, like we've talked about before, the seaweed, humic acid, fish, anything to revitalize that. And then also do some proper pruning. You never want to remove a third. But if you have, you know, a certified arborist, they'll know what they're doing, and they'll give proper pruning to the tree to help it be more vigorous.
Hey, I really appreciate you telling me what I need to do. Now, as opposed to buying, I could just buy another white oak tree and stick it in the front yard. What comes up quick but provides a significant amount of shade?
Well, live oak, any of the oaks, red oak, we've got a great deal on bur oaks right now. Mm-hmm. Bur oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, sycamores, red maples.
All right. Well, I play a lot of golf at Sugar Creek Country Club, and that place that you had suggested earlier is pretty much en route to the golf course. So it's Beltway 8 and 59. Where exactly? Southbound side or northbound side?
Are you talking about Spring Gardens Nursery?
Yes, ma'am.
So, Isaac, describe to him where you are.
Yeah, we're actually 99 and Gosling, just between Spring and the Woodlands on Gosling, kind of behind Kleinel. Yeah, we're north in the Woodlands.
Okay, no problem.
Plants for All Seasons.
It was Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest.
Oh, yeah. In the south.
You that's were south. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's south in Richmond.
And they're
Rosenberg.
All Home Show Garden Pros. So, right. And I would like I have in my front yard is a Schumard red oak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So that would be a great option. And the reason I like that one is because it's super fast growing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Now, quick question.
20 years.
Quick. Yeah. Do you know why your white oak died?
Well, apparently, it wasn't enough water.
Okay.
That is a reason we were going through a substantial drought last year.
Yeah.
And the leaves turned yellow. I noticed that, and then my gardener got his buddy, who's an arborist, and a guy came out and he said, "Hey, man, this tree's dead."
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, come on." Then, you know, I start pointing out other limbs that were growing, and he's like, "Yeah, it's just trying to recover." He told me he could do a deep root injection, but the tree was dead, and we just cut it down. It was at least an 80-year-old tree.
Oh,
wow.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so I would do some serious soil preparation because if you had something like a bacterial blight, I wish he would have given you a name for what the problem was, but I, you know, hindsight's 2020, right? So go ahead.
And it went from, you know, we were getting a lot of rain, and then it just stopped. And
yeah.
then within 2 months,
yeah.
the leaves turned yellow.
Yeah.
And I noticed that.
It would be really, really hard to overwater an 80-year-old tree. That's my thought. But bacteria can set in from the fluctuation from a lot of water to dry. And we're seeing a lot of bacterial blight. So just in the future, good compost and like things like liquid seaweed are going to stimulate the biology of the soil.
And you can add that compost anytime.
And deep water and root. I'm going to do the root injection.
Okay. Perfect.
Good.
Very good.
Also, I'm not a tree guy, and I never thought I'd call on that.
Aww.
But if I lose these two other trees, I'm going to be...
No. We're gonna help you nurture those. So keep giving us a call, and they can walk you through that. What were you gonna say, Isaac?
I was just gonna say that the aeration will help, you know, in general,
right.
in the sod and also in the tree, help that moisture get cool. down to the roots and also increase the air filtration.
So from what I'm hearing, Kevin, it sounds like soil.
Mm-hmm.
So we need that
okay.
compost. We need to get some food in there. You can use some MicroLife Super Seaweed also, and you can use that anytime around your tree and grass and landscaping areas. So
is that something I can just connect to my water hose and
yes.
spray it on and forget
yes.
about it, like easy,
Yep.
Okay.
And it won't.
I really appreciate y'all.
And it's
you
organic.
Bet.
It's not going to hurt anything.
Thanks
for your call,
Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now. 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the lawn and garden bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yes. And we have Isaac here taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, 281-833-3333. But before we go into questions and calls, one of our favorite topics is MicroLife. Now, you know, it may sound pitchy sometimes, but it is just, it's the truth. It works. We love our MicroLife. The products are organic. They are safe for family, pets, lawns. You really can't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a strict schedule, which I love as a novice gardener. But MicroLife products, they come in granule. They come in liquid forms for whatever you need. And there are so many. You can use them throughout the year.
Right.
It is one of those items, or several of those items, that I have on my garden shelf. I mean,
right.
it's my go-to. You know, if I'm seeing something that needs a little help, I go to either liquid seaweed, like you do every Friday night. We love our liquid seaweed. It's magical. It is a liquid fertilizer. And literally, you can spray it on at night. And I bet you this morning, your plants were just smiling at you.
They do. Yeah. Every Saturday morning.
Yeah. It is a great product. And they have so many wonderful products. And they're really easy to find because they're white bags with color-coded, you know, what they are, the Humates or the Hybrid or the 624.
And they're made in Houston.
Yes.
So you're supporting local, too.
Right, right. So it's a great time of year. Any time of year is a good time of year to feed your lawn and garden. And like Isaac was saying a little while ago, the liquid humates that they have. So such a good time to get to nurture our landscaping and our lawns because they're really having a hard time.
Yeah. And when things are stressed out, they need nutrition more.
Yes. Yes. So it's
just like us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And MicroLife is not going to burn or harm our plants and landscaping. And that's so important because there are some products out there that, you know, you can do harm.
Yep.
So MicroLife produces nutritious soils and plant foods for your gardens, your flowers, your veggies, your lawns. So look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location, microlifefertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
And easier.
And easier. Really, no kidding, easier, because it is easy.
Yeah, and when you use their product, it really builds your soil. It loosens the soil. It helps water stay in your soil. So when you're watering, you're paying for water to stay in your soil.
Right.
You know, well,
it's really nice. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
A lot of their products are, you know, carbon-based. And carbon's, you know, nature sponge, and it's going to hold that water.
Yep.
I like that.
And keep it where you want it.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, that is it. That's another great tip. I learn something new every time I'm in here with you, Home Show Garden Pro experts. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll talk to you after this.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rosharon. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And we're back. This is Sherry, Home Show Garden Pros. I'm with Sandy, and we have Isaac in the studio this morning. And we're going to take a second real quick to talk about one of my favorite companies, Landscaper's Pride. Landscaper's Pride is a full, complete line of high-quality soils and mulches in bags that all of the Home Show Garden Pros stock and carry. But right now, with the heat is on, right? Mm-hmm. It is compost and mulch. It should be on everybody's list. Getting the garden ready for the fall planting is like top on my list right now. Mm-hmm. You know, taking out things that are done, that are tired, and incorporating some new composts. And they have healthy soil compost. And they also have Gardener's Magic, which is great to top dress all your garden beds to get them ready for this fall planting season, which is always my favorite in the garden in Houston. And then topping that with a high quality mulch. So they have their hardwood shredded and their black velvet. And their black velvet, the name says black, but it is not dyed.
Right.
It is aged to be a really beautiful dark chocolate color. The black velvet will help reduce our soil temperatures and retain moisture. So it insulates your soil, kind of keeps weeds out, and keeps that really good, healthy soil compost in place where you want it to be. So get out, top dress your gardens, add your black velvet, and That's the best thing you can do for your garden right now.
And Landscaper's Pride is also local.
It is local. So we love our local guys.
We do.
Support your local economy. But more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com or go to homeshowgardenpros.com to find out where you can purchase their products. But I know most all the Home Show Garden Pros carry it.
Right, right. We love it. They've got so many, 27 bags or something of products to choose from and aggregates. So, you know, if you need some.
And we do soil testing. It's kind of, I'm a nerd, right? Oh, I love soil. And, you know, their soils are crafted to be high quality. Like, they're not just recycling trash.
Right. So that's important.
You know, they're trying to put the best thing in that bag for the consumer, because in the end, you know, Isaac and my job is to build gardeners.
Right.
And so to build a gardener, you want them to have success in the beginning.
Right.
And the best way to have success in the beginning is good soil.
Right, right. You know, it starts with the soil.
It starts with the soil.
Location, location, location of your soil. So Isaac and Sherry, we have got Vincent on the line for you. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. What do you have for Isaac and Sherry?
Well, I have, it seems in the past I've done a lot of planting of small trees and bushes and things like that. And I don't always think I'm doing it correctly. And whether I, you know, put good soil in the hole, you know, digging, usually I guess the theory is twice the size of the root ball, correct, when you dig the hole?
Yeah, and twice the width.
Right, okay. And then the depth, I guess, you know, depends on if you put soil, I guess, in the hole first, or that process I'm a little confused about, because I want to make sure, you know, in a month's time there's not a big divot where the soil is settled. And, you know, can I put compost in the hole? Do I put fertilizer in the hole? Do I do all that afterwards?
Right.
That whole process.
Yeah.
Now, Isaac, is there a difference between that hole size, whether I'm planting a shrub or a tree?
No, I would do twice the width of the root ball.
Okay.
And anything, whether it be a shrub or a tree, you want that probably 2 to 4 inches above grade, if that makes sense. So you want the top of the root ball sticking above the ground 2 to 4 inches.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then do we put some compost around that?
Well, I would incorporate some of your soil that you dug out to make the hole. Put that back in there, but mix that in with some good compost or some good, you know, mixed soil, some good garden mix. And you can also put the fertilizer. I like to put it in the bottom if you can get a soil that has maybe a fertilizer mixed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you, you know, fill the hole, I like to top dress with a fertilizer, and then you put maybe an inch or so of mulch on top, and you just want to kind of cover the root ball. You don't want to, you know, put mulch up on the trunk or what they call the crown. You want, when you have a tree, you want to have what they call root flare. You want it to flare out. You don't want it to look like a telephone pole where it's straight. You want it to flare out at the bottom.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So you're saying 2 to 4 inches of the root ball above grade.
Correct.
Wow. I was doing that wrong. I guess I was probably doing 2 to 4 inches below grade.
Well, because just don't get it below. That's for sure.
Yeah, because what happens, even if you plant it grade, over time, that root ball is going to settle. And what happens is if you have, you know, any runoff or anything, it's going to go to the lowest point. So it's going to sit there, and if it's not well drained, you get rot, you get root rot, you get, you know, fungus, because that if that water just sits there, it's not draining off.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I should have asked a long time ago. So,
well, moving forward.
Great.
Yeah, moving forward. And then just make sure once you get that planted, you know, a little bit above grade, then Isaac and Sherry, y'all are saying some compost and mulch?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, the hole that you dig, you take the native soil out,
right,
mm-hmm,
right,
mix it with compost,
right,
and incorporate that back for your backfill.
Okay.
And then when you plant it high, then you're going to mulch around that area to keep all your good soil in. So
okay.
Now there is one additional thing that I like to do. You get like a four inch ADS pipe, the same pipe you use for French drain, and you put it vertically the depth of the root ball. So if your root ball's 2 feet deep, and you do it on either side of the tree. That way you can use them as observation tubes. So you can see if it's holding water, if it's dry.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, there you go. If you wanna kind of watch and see what's going on there to make sure. And what part of town do you live in, Vincent?
I'm in a very north side, just past Magnolia.
Okay, so
I have a really sandy type soil.
I was about to say, I've got lots of clay, and I need to be really careful with my clay soil, because otherwise I'm going to suffocate my poor guys if I don't have a good mixture.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the observation tubes would be nice, because if you've got that sandy soil, the water's probably, just running through that soil. So with those observation tubes, you can see, okay, my tree's dry, I need to water it more.
Yeah. And make sure you get that compost, the good compost, to make sure it's working on the soil.
Yeah, that'll hold the moisture. That'll actually really help in a sandy soil compost.
Okay.
Does that help, Vincent?
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, good. And I have a quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Are you planning on planting right now?
No, not until it cools off.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you can do it, but you have to be very vigilant, and you have to be very... on top of that water. So good that you're waiting till the fall. Fall is an amazing time to be doing these plantings.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, keep us posted, Vincent, and you are going to have success, so don't worry about that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery. Sherry is my co-host. And we are with Home Show Garden Pros. And if you are just waking up and listening, you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will chat with you about your lawn and garden after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yay! Sherry is co-hosting Home Show Garden Pros, and I love having, the expert here all the time. And then we have our Home Show Garden Pro experts who rotate through here, which is wonderful. This morning we have Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. It's a great location. And as we mentioned earlier, he's got some wonderful things for sale. Great time of year to start planning and saying, okay, what do I need and where do I go? Well, Spring Gardens Nursery has a sale for you if you are so inclined to hop out there now and take advantage of that. So thanks a lot, Isaac, for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, no problem. You can also hop on Facebook and Instagram now. It's
magically
appeared.
It just appeared. So, and thank you for that reminder, Isaac. All of our Home Show Garden Pros have Facebook and Instagram pages, and just go to your search and search Spring Gardens Nursery, Home Show Garden Pros, Nature's Way Resources, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, have beautiful Facebook pages. Plants for All Seasons, we love, and Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. And, you know, Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens is way out west, but they've also got a sale going on of some plants. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of all of those Facebook pages. And they are our home show garden pros who rotate through here every Saturday morning. So we are so lucky to have you all. And, Isaac, when we return, we've got some questions that are popping up here that we want to go over. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.